Wild hogs continue to spread across Oklahoma. Oklahoma and Texas, two of the bigger states when it comes to feral swine, and the Board of Agriculture for Oklahoma holding a public forum yesterday to get some public input on where we need to go on regulations for the hogs that are in the state out there in the wild. Jim Reese is Oklahoma State Secretary of Agriculture.
We have a moratorium in place on feral hog hunt facilities, and at least that has to be addressed before November 1st, and whether we're going to extend it or not. And that was because of the legislative proposal that was out there last year, and that bill is still alive. And so there will be probably some proposals on feral hogs, even from the state board. But this is a public forum to allow people to give their opinions and speak to the issue before a proposal is drafted, you know, and then the board will come back and take some of this stuff under consideration and come up with a proposal and see how that goes. But rather than having a specific proposal out front, this is a public forum to get ideas and opinions.
This is, obviously, this is kind of a two-pronged problem in that you've got the wild hogs out there, but then you've also got folks that have decided to set up boar hunts and have facilities of that effect, right?
Depending on what we're going to do with the feral hog hunting facilities, that's one issue. Just last weekend, we found seven feral hogs that had been, again, released in Cimarron County in the Panhandle. They were all the same size. The boars were castrated. They were clearly dumped, delivered, and dropped. And that's illegal. It's against the law. And so, you know, something needs to be done about that because it's against the law, but we're having a really hard time policing it.
Hogs are smart. They're very elusive, and they can be very destructive, tearing up cropland and wildlife habitat. Joshua Gaskamp with the Noble Foundation says they're also very prolific.
Because of feral swine reproductive potential, I mean, they do have up to 2 litters a year, and they average about 6 pigs per litter. Those female piglets are then capable of reproducing at 6 to 8 months of age. So the reproductive potential is huge. So because of that, we have to reduce the population by 70% on an annual basis in order to maintain status quo. So if we catch only 50% of the population, next year we're going to have more pigs.
One of the things that you talked about with the audience today, this feral swine forum that the Department of Ag is putting on, you talked about the disease problems. And that seems to be one of the, along with the damage itself, that's a very major concern.
The disease concern is a really huge problem because crop damage we can see and we can mitigate by control methods and things like that. The diseases, every landowner just can't afford to go out and test the pigs that they have on their property for diseases and make sure that we keep the diseases off our place. So the disease potential is real, and it's a huge problem because if we were to get some of these foreign animal diseases like foot and mouth back in the United States, it would cost billions of dollars to control the animals and the area the animals are in. We'd have to basically quarantine the entire domestic population of animals in the area. We'd have to do what we could to get rid of the feral swine that were carrying the disease. It would cost, that $1 billion mark is just guessing, but it's probably a huge economic value that we're going to have to undertake if we get one of those foreign animal diseases.
Yesterday's public forum really showcased the collision that's happening between the domestic hog industry in our state and the feral hog enthusiasts, especially those that operate hunting ranches that basically capture hogs, buy hogs from farmers, and then bring them to their place and bring folks then from across the country to hunt wild boar. On the domestic side of things, it's all about herd health, according to Roy Lee Lindsay with the Oklahoma Pork Council.
Our biggest concern has to do with the transportation of feral swine. You know, I challenge anyone to tell me from a herd health perspective where it makes sense to collect animals that you know are positive for disease and move them around the state in trailers. There's no way that, from a herd health standpoint, that makes any sense whatsoever. We're not opposed to hunting hogs. We're not opposed to people that like to hunt feral swine. That has never been on our agenda. But we have a responsibility to protect the domestic swine herd in the state. And so does, you know, the Department of Ag, so does state veterinarian. And there's got to be a balance in here somewhere.
I know that, you know, one of the gauntlets has been thrown down at this public hearing. More than one gentleman or lady have said that, you know, they don't want to test, they don't want to tag pigs because it's so dangerous.
Well, I don't trap feral hogs, admittedly. But if I was being paid $100 a head and I needed a way to trap and to tag and test feral hogs, we built chutes to allow us to handle our cattle. And we take cattle that are wild out on the range that are worked once or twice a year, and we bring them in and we put them in a chute so that we can work them in a safe fashion. You could do the same thing with hogs. I'm not telling you that it's easy. I'm not telling you that it's free. But it can be done, and it can be done in a very cost-effective manner.
Meanwhile, Matt Napper operates Shiloh Ranch Hunting Camp south of Ada. He says they've done a good job in capturing hogs, moving them successfully onto their ranch, and allowing folks to come in and hunt them for wild boar. And he contends there's no danger to domestic livestock because they're doing a good job of containing the animals as they ship them and when he brings them to his operation. He adds, if you don't have the hunting ranches, you'll just have an ever-expanding number of wild hogs in the state.
We're trying to come up with solutions. That's what this forum, I hope, is here today, is to listen to people that do make a living at this and people that are supplementing their income. Listen, I can tell you this. If people have to tag or draw blood, they're not going to do it, period. Then those 30,000 hogs, that's just a conservative number, those hogs will still be at large. They'll start multiplying, and the Ag Department's already proven they can't take care of the solution. So they need to work with us. We need to have an alliance, if you will. Let's get together and destroy these hogs together and make money while we're doing it. For the state of Oklahoma, everybody's a winner.
Matt Napper, who operates a wild hog hunting camp on his property south of Ada, he says that he's perfectly willing to work with the state of Oklahoma, the Department of Ag, state veterinarian, with the domestic hog industry in order to make sure that the domestic hog industry is not hurt. But at the same time, he says, we've got to be able to successfully bring these hogs into places like his to allow folks to come in and hunt them. He says that's the best way to effectively reduce the wild hog population here in the state of Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.